I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Despite the weather, it's still January, and several late-season hunting opportunities remain open in West Virginia. I'll tell you more about it coming up in just a moment.
You know, some people think that hunting is just sitting around waiting for a deer to walk by. Hunting is the original outdoor challenge. You'll test yourself physically and mentally against the elements. It's intense, exhilarating, and every day is an adventure. Whether you take a shot or not.
Not what you expected? Then give hunting a try. Plan your adventure today at huntinfo.org.
Biologist Jim Evans tells us that the mild weather we've had this January is offering the perfect opportunity to get out into the field without too much discomfort late this hunting season.
Yeah, there's a lot of season still open, a lot of hunting opportunities with this mild weather we've had. Squirrel season's open until January 31st, so we still have a week to go on that, and a lot of guys like to use this late season as a time to take their squirrel dogs out and tree squirrels, so there's an opportunity.
In addition to the squirrels, cottontail rabbits are an enjoyable pursuit, provided you can find the right place to hunt them.
It's not so much the rabbit population goes down as the habitat where there is rabbits keeps shrinking. But guys tell me if they get out on a good day, they've done real well this year in when you get in some farm game habitats. Briar patches and that sort of thing.
And for those with a little more willpower, hiking the steep benches of strip jobs for grouse can be productive as well. But again, only if you know the places to go.
It's a sparse year, but, grouse reports so far are a little better than they were last year because brood production was a little bit better this year. But still, it's a sparse year because the grouse population is so low.
One pursuit that's catching on by storm is predator hunting, especially for coyotes, because there are so many of them around.
Oh, they're there. If you go out on a snowy day and start tracking around, you'll see coyote tracks just about anywhere nowadays. And but the real challenge is to be able to call them in or catch them out there in the fields where you can get a shot at.
Now, you may never have considered it, but Jim reminds us that there's now an actual season for crows on the books of West Virginia.
I'd say any river bottom area or wherever you can find a roost. You know, this time of year, crows go into big roosts, and if you can hear them or see them going to a certain area in the late evening, you can kind of track down those roosts.
No use to sit around and brood if hunting doesn't strike your fancy. There's also winter trout stocking going on, so you have no excuse at all not to get out and enjoy some of the great outdoors in West Virginia this weekend. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.